Morning sickness. 98. Time for Brady to entertain us all before we get to that Guadalupe Squares and start this fall break nonsense. Oh, yeah. Just tummy puddles for a week, Brady. That's it. That's
all. Nice.
Tummy puddles. It's brought to you by the Entertainment Drill, not my tummy puddles. ReactDefense.com. Tummy puddles brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com. Try to dodge it. You can't. How do you attack a guy who's giving you tummy puddles? Anyway, it's ReactDefense.com.
Jump on these, Fonzie.
No, yeah, it's the home of Tactical Black. Eric's going to possibly join me today up there at the old Tactical Black and do some wrestling with the boy and teach him some skills.
Wrestling?
Oh, we'll get into that.
Grappling.
We'll show you. No, they'll put you through the paces, and Eric's going to go out there with me and give it a run, and get out there and try to do workouts that will just blow your mind. On top of the fact that you're actually learning something and getting things done, with how to stop a madman, how to stop somebody loony, how to stop somebody who's not so loony, just trying to cause trouble, and do it in the proper way without being crazy. And just getting a little more confident. It's unbelievable. It's a system that's worked. It's been in place for a long time. It's tried and true. It's battle-tested. And it is the reason why it has stood for over 20 years in Phoenix. They got the Chandler place at 17, and Glendale's been there for 14 years. It is not going anywhere because it's ever-evolving. It's, like they said, the email the other day I got from that guy, it's an achievement. It's not a workout. And you really do. You feel like you've actually accomplished something every time you leave. And it's better than any workout you're doing. Betcha I'm right. Give it a try. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
HBO has announced a new late night style talk show that'll be hosted by Elmo from Sesame Street. It's called Too Late. It's the Not Too Late show with Elmo.
Say it again. He's doing a late night talk show?
Yep.
Elmo is.
Yeah.
With other puppets as guests?
Celebrity guests, just like The Late Show.
Have you ever been on trial for touching someone? I have.
It won't air on HBO. It'll air on their upcoming streaming service, HBO Max. That'll run you about $15
a month.
They already
have a streaming service.
I don't know that I'm understanding this. Elmo After Dark? Is that what I'm hearing?
Late night.
Is there a call for this?
HBO says the new episodes of Sesame Street will air on the air free on PBS at some point after debuting on HBO.
I don't think I want to watch Elmo After Dark.
I do.
What makes you horny?
Did you ever watch that that Muppet thing with Melissa McCarthy?
No.
With the Dirty Muppets?
Yeah, I heard it was kind of stupid. So I didn't go.
Happy Time Murders.
Happy Time Murders, yeah. But there's one sex scene in it that's
Sex scenes
phenomenal.
With Muppets are always going to be
isn't
funny.
Isn't that the same thing as Team America, the sex scene there?
Yeah.
And you realize that when you're a kid, the second you get the idea of sex and you start pounding Barbie into stuff. We know sex scenes with Barbies are
But if they
fun.
Could do, like, Dark Elmo at night, Evil Elmo, come on, you'd watch it.
I would definitely.
You'd check in.
I'm going to peek in on Elmo.
With Robert De Niro, I understand you're going through quite a battle with sexual discrimination.
I am. I'm having trouble with that, Elmo. I don't want to talk about that right now.
Well, I do. It's Elmo After Dark, not Robert De Niro After Dark. Now, talk.
What if he puts together
a lot of guests get up out of their chair?
Yeah, the hardest hitting interview.
It's the hardest interview of all time.
I'm in.
Did you make the call to Ukraine or not, goddammit?
I'm not talking about that right now, puppet.
He gets the answers.
I'm Elmo, and I'll get the answers no one else gets. Tickle me.
Speaking of weird conversations
I don't understand
with teens,
that.
Got my son in a text conversation with this girl that he's interested in.
You did this?
No.
What
I was
are you doing?
I was looking at it.
Let me turn him down. Did you hear the Toledo admitted that he prostitutes his child out to other kids? It's human trafficking. What's going on over there?
How do you?
I can't talk. They turn him off. It's terrible what Toledo said. I got my kid interested in this young girl. What'd you say?
How do you deal with your 13-year-old when he's joking around with a girl? She brought it up actually, the Q word, and they're bouncing it back and forth.
Oh God, no! Slap him in the face and you say we don't say that.
Like what? How do you know about that?
You train your son early and you just go, hey.
She told him she could do it on command.
What the hell kind of woman is he talking to?
He joked with her about it. Yeah, I just noticed this the other night.
Man. She's bragging about a girl front fart?
Yep.
You slap that right out of your son's hand, that phone. You're not talking to that whore.
You're going to be a great granddad in a year.
Oh, man.
Trying to remember the
context.
You're
going to be a great granddad, so the baby's actually going to have a baby itself?
Baby,
my God, man, that's a speedy slut.
I just gave birth to your grandson and your great-grandson.
You're welcome.
There, you're welcome. That's how I get it done.
That's how quick that's moving.
She's disgusting.
This is a real classy broad you're interested in here, Alex.
Does she look good at least? And why is she telling a boy this?
I can't answer that. Oh. She's 13. Ugh.
I've had some open conversations with ladies in the past.
For sure she is.
Excuse me?
Yeah, she's not like 25.
No.
Yeah.
So what do you know about him, boy?
Why don't you come over for some cue time?
I don't know. That's a funny word.
It's more than just that.
I can't bring it up to Lisa. Yeah, exactly.
It sounds a little bit like a broken vacuum cleaner spitting out all the dirt.
I can't bring it up to Lisa either because I think he learned it from South Park, and I just recently told him.
You told him
to
watch South
Park. Yeah, and she is against that.
We'll answer these questions later on Elmo After Dark.
Elmo, real quick, thanks for doing the Ask Elmo section. What do I do? My son's really interested in chicks who...
Oh, God!
On command.
Alex, what are you doing? I'm just talking to 13-year-old girls, Dad.
It's no big deal, I guess. Chicks do it. It's natural, but...
Thanks a lot, Elmo. I really appreciate the insight.
Mr. De Niro?
I don't like talking about that. It's gross. Not funny. Not funny.
Jesus, Toledo, your trip to Rocky Point took a real weird turn.
That will be a fiesta.
Your kid's going to be in the back seat going, all right, guess who I am?
Oh, it's his girlfriend.
Who brought Elmo?
Alex, knock it off.
Man.
The other 20 people in the car don't need to know this,
what
Alex.
What the hell?
Do it again.
Yeah,
he's gonna be playing with those prostitutes.
Jesus
Christ. So much fun down there.
Dad is my girlfriend, Juanita.
He may not come back.
She's 38.
Hola, señor Toledo.
She's the sexiest woman I've ever met. I hate your family so much, Richard.
Oh God,
all of them. Ugh. Brady, what's the holdup?
Meet your grandfather.
I don't know. I don't like being on Elmo's show.
Why would you?
Too much been going on.
Tim Tebow has been preaching religion to the people behind bars for years. He just went to the Alfred D. Hughes unit in Gainesville, Texas, to speak to the boys. And one of them challenged him in push-ups.
Who?
Prisoner said he was talking to.
No, who's the guy? I'm not paying any
Jesus.
Attention. Oh, Tim Tebow.
Yeah. And the guy crushed him in push-ups. Ugh. Tebow did about 71 in 60 seconds. The other guy did 84 push-ups.
So what?
But he's grateful. Here's the selfie with Tebow. This is right before they opened the salad bar.
Right before they just crushed him. Well, half of his team from Florida's in there, so it's just a reunion for him. There's the tight end and the two linemen. They're all down there. Wow. All right, close her up. Hurry up. I don't have time for this. Toledo's thrown me off with this terrible conversation. We were having much fun with Elmo After Dark, and then that.
I'll have to screen cap the text conversation for you.
Please don't.
The Forbes.com put together a list of the highest grossing horror movies of all time. What would your guess, number one?
The highest grossing horror movie of all time.
Yeah.
Of forever.
One of the Nightmare on Elm Streets.
I would wonder if, based on like inflation and stuff, and they take old
adjusted
movies and then adjust
it. For inflation.
I would say Psycho.
Psycho was...
Because I don't know if
not
it,
even
no,
in the...
Man, way right. down.
Top 10.
So it's got to be like one of them dumb Jason movies.
1975.
Carrie?
Oh, Chainsaw Massacre?
Jaws.
Oh, Jaws. See, I don't even think that's of that as a horror movie.
I know. They put The Exorcist was number two, that, the original one.
There you go. I didn't know if that did anything.
$996.5 million. Ghostbusters, number three.
Come on.
Again.
Stop it.
Not a horror movie. The Sixth Sense has pulled in some cash.
Suspense, though.
Yeah, that's really a suspense thriller. That's not a horror movie. There's nothing horrible in it.
They put Gremlins.
As a horror movie?
Yeah. That's Forbes.
Flawed study.
Yeah, it's in that category.
Is Silence of the Lambs a horror movie?
Yeah.
Is it?
No. Suspense.
Should be.
I would say suspense thriller.
Yeah, it's thriller.
What's scarier, Silence of the Lambs or Gremlins?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But now the top
definition of horror to me is like, oh my God, there's just a bunch of gore and horror.
Slasher movie.
And the other thing's like a psychological thriller.
Yeah.
Now, not adjusted for inflation, changes up a little bit. It. 2017. It.
Yeah. That's a horror movie.
$327.5 million. Then The Sixth Sense. $293 million.
And then before we Jaws saw The Joker, they had that preview for Dr. Sleep, the sequel to The Shining. I don't know about that.
Well, Dave Ellison from Megadeth leaned to me after Dr. Sleep, like they revealed the name of The Shining 2. Dr. Sleep, coming in November. And he goes, we wouldn't even use that as an album name. Like, yeah, Megadeth might. And he goes, maybe a prelude or something. Let's say a little instrumental for 2 minutes. We have Dr. Sleep. That's a terrible name. But if Dave Mustaine wanted it, we're calling the new record Dr. Sleep.
Yeah.
Whatever. Just give me my bass and my check. If you want to play the squares, you need a girl, we need a boy, 585-9800. That's the number. You call us and you can get yourself all on board and play them squares. It's 98KUPD.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.